every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Chamber Radio. Weather is 8:06, and it is March 6, 2018. Well, we're going to be talking about weather a lot today. Right now in Flemington, it's 33 degrees. Clear skies, 20% chance of precipitation. No wind at this time. Today is Tuesday, March 6, 2018. Sunny to partly cloudy, a high of 49. Winds east southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight will be rain and snow showers this evening, turning all snow overnight, a low of 31. Winds east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 90%, and 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected tonight. Tomorrow, periods of snow, temps nearly steady in the low to mid 30s. Winds north-northeast at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of snow, 100%. Snow accumulating 8 to 12 inches. And snow ending in the evening tomorrow, followed by a clearing overnight, a low of 29. Winds west-northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 70%. So if you do some quick math, folks, that's 9 to 15 inches of snow in Flemington. It could be higher in other elevations in other areas of the county. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun early, then becoming cloudy later in the day, a high near 40. Mostly cloudy and 41 on Friday. Sunshine early, then becoming cloudy later in the day, 41 on Saturday. Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine and 43. Temperatures in our area, 33 in Raritan, 32 at the county complex, 31 in Frenchtown, 27 in Asbury, 27 in Reddington, 32 in Branchburg, and 29 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunter, and that's Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, it's Tuesday. It's March 6th, 2018, and March has arrived not as a lion, but as a angry, angry, something more ferocious than a lion, no doubt about it. We're paying the price for our mild winter, apparently. Nor'easters. Two in a row, one this weekend, one coming up tomorrow, and we're going to have a lot more snow and accumulation. Interesting thing, it's going to be, the temperatures are going to be in the mid to high 30s, and that means that the snow is going to be very wet. Very wet snow, very soft soil, 35-mile-an-hour winds means we could have more power outages. you need to do something now, today, to prepare for that. We're going to have President Chris Phelan on a little bit later on during this show, this hour, to talk about what he has observed as part of his participation with the Office of Emergency Management, and giving you some insight into what you should do to prepare for tonight and tomorrow. That'll be happening from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. Let's get you some traffic, find out what's going on right now in our Hunterdon County roads. Prez has said that there's still a number of roads that are blocked. They have had up to 72 in Raritan Township alone that were not available or not passable. And now we're down to a mere 20-something. I got an unbelievable amount of alerts from HERT2Minute.com. Storm-related road closures update as of 8:20 last night. Franklin Township, Spring Hill Road, High Bridge, Borough, Maryland Avenue, low-hanging phone line possible. Holland, Alexandria Townships, Stennitz Road between 619 and Parkland Drive, Kingswood Township, Tumble Idle Road at number 41, closed between Barbertown, Idle, and Hills Road, Fitzer Road and Point Breeze Road, Lebanon Township, East Hill Road, Wood Glen Road, the Hickory Center Road, Hickory Corner Road, Lance to Elk Ridge Road, Teetertown Road, Sliker Road to Hollowbrook, Maple Lane between Fawn Ridge and Trimmer, Forge Hill Road, Musconetcon River and Mount Airy, Raritan Township, Mountain View Drive, North Ridge Drive between Sandhill and Old Clinton Road, Brookside Place, Everett's Road between 579 and Summershade Lane, tree and wires blocking the road, Reddington Township, tree top at Tall Pines, Tewksbury Township, Still Hollow Road near Bissell Road, Union Township, Polktown Road near Van Sickles Road, Henderson Road near Van Sickles Road, Anderson Road near Van Sickles Road, West Amwell, Alex Zawkin Creek Road near Hamp Road. Those are all the closures as of last night. Still happening. Safety reminder that we have local roadways that have debris, down wires, and trees. Do not go around or move. Posted road closures, detour signs, do not move cones or attempt to go under low-hanging wires. Sun glare is happening along 78 eastbound, so avoid distractions and drive a little bit farther behind the car in front of you. We had an incident at 7:12 this morning, 78 westbound, exit 49 Springfield. Delays back to exit 52 Hillside due to a disabled tractor-trailer in 78 westbound. Local lanes west, exit 49 Springfield left lane is closed. Incident on Route 31 at Van Sickles Road in Glen Gardner. Delays due to a motor vehicle accident at 7:22 this morning. Incident on 78 eastbound in Springfield. Delays due to sun glare. Possible rubbernecking on the express lanes. Use caution. 7:32 this morning. 78 eastbound, exit 20, Lebanon. Reports of a vehicle stopped on the road east of the merge ramp at exit 20. Delays due to that volume. That's at 7:38 this morning. Construction on 78 eastbound at exit 29 Bridgewater. Some delays on exit 29 due to road work on ramp. And that's it for right now. Whew. Look, folks, we're going to have more unfortunate weather over the next couple of days. There's probably going to be a state of emergency. So if you should start doing your planning now, go and get your milk, eggs, and bread and bring them home and stay inside. And if you don't have any reason to go out tomorrow, don't. There's no reason to. And we'll cover it.
I'm Jennifer Breeden.
And Washington State has a new law to protect net neutrality at a time when the FCC is getting rid of it.
In a bipartisan effort, the state's lawmakers passed a House bill that's been signed into law by Governor Jay Inslee. It bars Internet service providers in Washington state from blocking content, applications, or services, or slowing down traffic based on content, or whether they got paid to favor certain traffic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Chamber Radio weather is 8:06 and it is March 6, 2018. Well, we're going to be talking about weather a lot today. Right now in Flemington it's 33 degrees, clear skies, 20% chance of precipitation, no wind at this time. Today is Tuesday, March 6, 2018. Sunny to partly cloudy, a high of 49. Winds east southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight will be rain and snow showers this evening, turning all snow overnight, a low of 31. Winds east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 90%, and 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected tonight. Tomorrow, periods of snow, temps nearly steady in the low to mid 30s. Winds north-northeast at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of snow, 100%. Snow accumulating 8 to 12 inches. And snow ending in the evening tomorrow, followed by a clearing overnight, a low of 29. Winds west-northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 70%. So if you do some quick math, folks, that's 9 to 15 inches of snow in Flemington. It could be higher in other elevations in other areas of the county. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun early, then becoming cloudy later in the day, a high near 40. Mostly cloudy and 41 on Friday. Sunshine early, then becoming cloudy later in the day, 41 on Saturday. Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine and 43. Temperatures in our area, 33 in Raritan, 32 at the county complex, 31 in Frenchtown, 27 in Asbury, 27 in Reddington, 32 in Branchburg, and 29 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a chamber of commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, it's Tuesday. It's March 6th, 2018. And March has arrived not as a lion, but as a angry, angry, something more ferocious than a lion, no doubt about it. We're paying the price for our mild winter, apparently. Nor'easters, two in a row, one this weekend, one coming up tomorrow, and we're going to have a lot more snow and accumulation. Interesting thing, it's going to be, the temperatures are going to be in the mid to high 30s, and that means that the snow is going to be very wet. Very wet snow, very soft soil, 35-mile-an-hour winds means we could have more power outages. You need to do something now, today, to prepare for that. We're going to have President Chris Phelan on a little bit later on during this show, this hour, to talk about what he has observed as part of his participation with the Office of Emergency Management and giving you some insight into what you should do to prepare for tonight and tomorrow. That'll be happening from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. Let's get you some traffic, find out what's going on right now in our Hunterdon County roads. Perez has said that there's still a number of roads that are blocked. They have had up to 72 in Raritan Township alone that were not available or not passable. And now we're down to a mere 20-something. I got an unbelievable amount of alerts from HERT2Minute.com. Storm-related road closures update. As of 8:20 last night, Franklin Township, Spring Hill Road, High Bridge, Borough, Maryland Avenue, low-hanging phone line possible. Holland, Alexandria Townships, Stennitz Road between 619 and Parkland Drive, Kingswood Township, Tumble Idle Road at number 41, closed between Barbertown Idle and Hills Road, Fitzer Road and Point Breeze Road, Lebanon Township, East Hill Road, Wood Glen Road, the Hickory Center Road, Hickory Corner Road, Lance to Elk Ridge Road, Teetertown Road, Sliker Road to Hollowbrook, Maple Lane between Fawn Ridge and Trimmer, Forge Hill Road, Musconetcon River and Mount Airy, Raritan Township, Mountain View Drive, North Ridge Drive, between Sandhill and Old Clinton Road, Brookside Place, Everett's Road, between 579 and Summershade Lane, tree and wires blocking the road. Reddington Township, tree top at Tall Pines, Tewksbury Township, Still Hollow Road near Bissell Road, Union Township, Polktown Road near Van Sickles Road, Henderson Road near Van Sickles Road, Anderson Road near Van Sickles Road, West Amwell, Alex Zawkin Creek Road near Hamp Road. Those are all the closures as of last night. Still happening. Safety reminder that we have local roadways that have debris, down wires, and trees. Do not go around or move. Posted road closures, detour signs, do not move cones, or attempt to go under low-hanging wires. Sun glare is happening along 78 eastbound, so avoid distractions and drive a little bit farther behind the car in front of you. We had an incident at 712 this morning, 78 westbound, exit 49 Springfield. Delays back to exit 52 Hillside due to a disabled tractor trailer in 78 westbound. Local lanes west, exit 49 Springfield left lane is closed. Incident on Route 31 at Van Sickles Road in Glen Gardner. Delays due to a motor vehicle accident at 722 this morning. Incident on 78 eastbound in Springfield. Delays due to sun glare. Possible rubbernecking on the express lanes. Use caution. 732 this morning. 78 eastbound, exit 20, Lebanon. Reports of a vehicle stopped on the road east of the merge ramp at exit 20. Delays due to that volume. That's at 738 this morning. Construction on 78 eastbound at exit 29 Bridgewater. Some delays on exit 29 due to road work on ramp. And that's it for right now. Whew. Look, folks, we're going to have more unfortunate weather over the next couple of days. There's probably going to be a state of emergency. So if you should start doing your planning now, go and get your milk, eggs, and bread and bring them home and stay inside. And if you don't have any reason to go out tomorrow, don't. There's no reason to. And we'll cover it from there. Thursday, chances are at least a delayed opening. Some people still might be stuck. It still might be closed, and we still might have multiple power outages due to the snow ending late evening tomorrow. With all the power outages still going on, hopefully they'll get all of them accomplished before the snow hits tomorrow. But those people that are already struggling, make sure you do something. Call the county animal response team. They can help you. Call the local fire department and emergency management. They can help you with your farm animals, your horses. Those are all available to you. So drive safe, sound smart. Register with HERTTV.com and make sure you cover it. Now, again, my show is completely out of whack because of the emergencies and stuff like that. So we're going to cover most of the very important things. We'll have the Prez on around 8:40, right after Michelle Heide, to talk about OEM. And at 9 o'clock, I have Senator Daugherty and Bill Healy from Clinton talking about the friendly Sons of St. Patrick and the St. Patrick's Day Parade that is upcoming in the very near future. All that's coming on, plus a whole slate of shows for Tuesday on HuntingChamberRadio.com, WHCRDB. We'll be right back with more in just a minute.
You're listening to WHCRDB, HuntingChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to HuntingChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit HuntingtonChamberRadio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
All right, it's time for celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandonLocks.com. International Black Women in Jazz Month. It's International Expect Success Month. International Ideas Month. International Listening Awareness Month. International Mirth Month. It's Irish American Heritage Month. It's Mad for Plaid Month. Malignant Hypertension Awareness and Training Month. Music in Our Schools Month. National Athletic Training Month. National Breast Implant Awareness Month. National Caffeine Awareness Month. National Cheerleading Safety Month. Man, I've seen those events now. Cheerleading has turned a new corner with all the acrobatics, and there's usually one of the cheerleaders that is the projectile, and she's got to take care of herself. National Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Awareness Month. National Clean Up Your IRS Act Month. National Color Therapy Month. National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. National Craft Month. And National Ethics Awareness Month, something I think we all need to work on. National Cheerleading Week, National Ghostwriters Week, National Pet Sitters Week, National Write a Letter of Appreciation Week, Universal Human Beings Week, Will Eisner Week, Texas Cowboy Poetry Week, Festival of the Owls Week. It's National Days of Action. It's Endometriosis Week, Celebrate Your Name Week, National Consumer Protection Week, National Dental Assistance Recognition Week, National Procrastination Week. Is it really Procrastination Week, or was that going to be put off? National Schools Social Work Week, National Words Matter Week, National Professional Pet Sitters Week, Read an E-Book Week. We got the library show on Thursdays to help with that. Return the Borrowed Books Week, Save Your Vision Week, Teen Tech Week, Will Eisner Week, Women in Construction Week, National School Breakfast Week, Women of Aviation Worldwide Week, National Money Collectors Week is on the 8th. And for today, this one should be easy to... It's the Day of the Dude, it's National Dress Day, it's Peace Corps Day, it is Sophie Kovalevskaya Math Day, and it is Oreo Cookie Day. That should be easy to achieve. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. All right, we have a bunch of crazy things going on right now. As I said, we have a number of still cleanup that's going on, and we have a new storm coming in our midst. So I'm foregoing the vitamin C here, but I do want to get you some information to make sure that you have what you're looking for in case you are running into more problems. First of all, Hunterdon Helpline. We talk about Hunterdon Helpline all the time, and sometimes I get the feeling that it goes in one ear and out the other. Susan Lax does a show every Friday on Hunterdon Helpline called Hands Across Hunterdon. And what she does is she talks about all the different nonprofits and special organizations that Hunterdon Helpline connects with and interfaces with. Hunterdon Helpline wants to be the hub. They are interested in making sure that you, if you have a challenge, something that you can't figure out, you're experiencing a challenge right now, that you have a place to call, and they have their fingers on the pulse of other organizations and people who can help you. The problem is that when you go into a crisis, you feel alone and you feel like nobody else can help you until it's absolutely too late. And that's the wrong mentality. You should be talking to people now to get all that information. Say, what do I do if? Do a what-if scenario with them. So, 100 Helpline's phone numbers are 1-800-272-4630 and 908-782-4357. Stop being a martyr. Stop thinking that you're going to be bothersome. This is what this organization is in place for. They are interested in making sure that they can have and help you with your problems and your challenges. This is what they live for. They have a tremendous staff of volunteers that can take your phone calls and help you with your challenges. I see Susan Lax all the time. Yes, she's very tired, but she's grateful for being able to be there to help people, and she lives and her volunteers live for the opportunity to help you with the challenges that you're facing. So that is your first place to go. Now, one of the other things that people don't realize in Hunterdon County especially is that we have a very rural and agricultural area. There is the animal response team that I've had on this show a few times now, especially during Hurricane Sandy and some other situations. It's called CART, the County Animal Response Team. They have sophisticated equipment and folks that can help you with your, not only your domestic pets, but also your farm animals and your horses. The County Animal Response Team is a group of volunteers and other entities such as the government agencies and the private sector with resources and personnel to respond to animal issues in disasters. We are in that situation right now. If you don't have power over the last 5 days and you are going to have another issue in the next day or so, give these people a call. CART plans, they collaborate, they train with other responders and entities to provide coordinated disaster response for you and your farm animals. That's the whole reason they exist. So they are part of the County Office of Emergency Management, and they are trained to help with exactly this. They have sophisticated equipment, they have trained individuals, and they are prepared to help you. Every county has one. Hunterdon County was the founding county of it, and their mission statement is to safely evacuate, house, and medically treat animals that are displaced by any disaster requiring such measures. CART, C-A-R-T, at co.hunterdon.nj.us is the email. Dolores Rake is... I've had Dolores on the show. She is a dynamo. Director of Administration. Her phone number is 908-735-7978. Christy Matarazzo is the Director of Operations, 908-268-5237. They have a Facebook page, Hunterdon County Animal Response Team. Check it out. And after all of this, if you feel that you have sophistication and interest and passion for it, they are always looking for volunteers to help out. So please do yourself a favor and give those folks a call. They and or the fire department and or the emergency management team, they can help you get water for your horses, for your cows, for your bison, whatever, your goats, whatever. Please do all that. We're going to take a break, get Michelle Heide on the phone, talk about the markets. Chris Phelan will be back. He's been on the road with the Office of Emergency Management since Friday night, and he'll give us a status of what he has seen over the last couple of days and what we can do to be prepared for tomorrow and Thursday. We're on WHCR-TV. This is HuntingJimBaruha.com, and we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
South Korean officials who had meetings this week with North Korean officials, including the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un himself, say that Kim is willing to negotiate with the United States about giving up the North's nuclear weapons. That's despite a statement from the North a few days ago which called it preposterous that the U.S. would suggest it would give up its weapons programs. Meanwhile, the two Koreas have also agreed to a summit meeting between Kim and the South Korean president late next month. Such meetings involving the North Korean leader himself, unprecedented, according to the Heritage Foundation's Bruce Klingner.
Up till now, the person with the most, the foreigner with the most FaceTime would be Dennis Rodman.
A second big winter storm in a week will be hitting the Northeast in New England starting on Wednesday into Thursday. They say it won't be as windy as last week's deadly storm. This is USA Radio News.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
It's time to talk about the markets. It's funny, all of a sudden when you go through a power outage and all sorts of other snow shoveling and snow removal and tree removal, the markets don't seem as important. Sorry to say.
Exactly. No, you're absolutely right. You know, when you get back, and you get back to the basics of having water and power and, you know, getting back to the basics, sometimes it helps put things in perspective as far as what's important in life.
Yeah, there's back when I was studying in academia, there's Bloom's taxonomy, and basically if you can't take care of your basics, food, water, shelter, and clothing, all of a sudden everything else is immaterial. You're completely focused on that. That's the survival mechanism.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
Crazy. So are any companies benefiting from our pitfalls here? Like, it'd be funny to see if anybody all of a sudden has got a, you know, normally around this time, or actually it'd be in a couple weeks, we're going to hear about all the earnings reports and how the weather affected them.
Exactly.
But wouldn't it be neat if we had a company that came on and said, well, we had those two nor'easters and we made a fortune because of that.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm sure any, you know, the companies related to tree removal.
Right,
to,
right.
You know, anything having to do with, with outdoor, you know, especially in the spring, outdoor cleanups and landscaping and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, obviously the power companies, although with regulations and things, there's, you know, obviously some limitations there. But, yeah,
too much. So where we are today, what's going on? It's been...
We have North Korea back in the news, but not in a negative fashion.
Yeah,
so the Dow is set to open up triple digits after North Korea says it's open to talk about nukes.
Wow.
So that's interesting news. You know, we'll see how true it is and what that actually means. But But, yeah, so that was obviously seen as a positive when we had North Korea expressing a willingness to talk about denuclearization.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also had President Trump yesterday coming out and talking about the fact that, well, you know, he may decide to drop the tariffs if a, quote, new and fair NAFTA agreement was signed.
How about that?
Yeah, so that's also obviously seen as a positive, and we saw that flow through to the market close yesterday. So, you know, of course, people are going to say, well, was he just trying to scare everybody with imposing that, you know, really, blah, blah, blah. Again, we won't know until we see what exactly happens there.
Mm-hmm.
But those two things combined, right now the Dow futures are up 144, S&P up 11, NASDAQ up 41. So it looks like we will definitely be opening in the green on this Tuesday. I know earnings-wise, Target came out. They missed by a penny, so their stock was under pressure a little bit in pre-market trading. Let's see what else is happening. I know the Asia-Pacific markets, let's see, where are they at this point? I think they closed higher. European markets were trading higher as well, although there continues to be some pressure on Italy with their elections going on.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Other than that, not much other significant market news this morning. I want to see if there's anything else I wanted to chat with. Yeah, a few more earnings coming out today from fourth quarter, which is hard to believe since it's already March, and in another month we'll be going over the first quarter. But let's see, I just came across a headline. I want to see what the source is. 42% of Americans have less than $10,000 and are at risk of retiring broke. Well, obviously, if you have less than $10,000, that's not going to last very long, especially if you live in the tri-state area.
Yeah, well, how are you going to retire?
Exactly, let alone even maintain your day-to-day
overall expenses. Because
if you're
at that level, and you know, I don't know what career they had, you're not exactly maxing out on the Social Security.
Exactly.
So it's hard to live on that type of
Yeah, it looks like the number one reason most people cited for not stashing away more was the fact that they didn't earn enough to save.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, if you don't earn enough to, you know, if you're barely making enough to pay your day-to-day bills, it's hard to save.
Yeah.
And I was at, actually yesterday afternoon, I was at a program put on through the United Way, celebrating International Women's Day or International Women's Week, but they were talking about the story of Alice, which basically is the asset-limited, income-constrained individuals that are right here in our county, and how difficult it is, you know, how much you need to earn as a single person and as a family just to be able to pay your rent and food and those types of things. So there's, you know, obviously some challenges there as well.
Yeah, United Way took us through that in a small, consolidated moment when we went through the Leadership Hunterdon program. And Bonnie put a piece of paper in front of you, and she gave you like a bunch of chips. I don't know how many it was. It might have been 10 or something like that. And she had a grid on a piece of paper, and she said, now, here's your 10 chips, and you have, you know, you figure out which one of the things that you need to pay where you put this chip. So one was for rent, one was for the car payment, one was for electric, one was for food. And you started to find out you were all of a sudden, you know, running out of chips. You might have been lucky and had, you know, one chip left, or maybe not so lucky and had one chip scarce. But and then she says, "Oh, by the way, you know, now your car broke down. Now what are you doing?" So now all of a sudden you got to take a chip from something else that you had on the board already and put it over by the car. And now all of a sudden you find out that you're not eating as well as you should. And you know, so that's the paycheck to paycheck. But it became much more tangible when you were just playing with that little game right there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it definitely, you know, helps. You know, it's like you only have a limited number, and it's one thing to think about it in your head. It's another thing to actually have, like you said, a piece of paper and the chips to say, oh, wow, when they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah.
and or where do I take from when something hits me out of the blue? And actually, Ann Thornton spoke yesterday and gave some tips on, you know, how to keep your home safe and from the long term, you know, running into those emergency situations. And actually, I learned quite a bit from her. I went home and I'm like, okay, we need to figure out where this main water shutoff is. We need to make sure we're clearing out our pipes and all this other stuff, because those are things that, again, if people don't have money set aside or saved up, all of a sudden the water heater goes or your washing machine hose breaks and your house is flooded. You know, obviously those are, you know, big challenges as well. So, pretty interesting and scary stuff.
Yeah, very cool. All right, well, batten down the hatches. We got about 9 to 15 inches of snow coming over the next 2 days. And we'll find out how we're all going to fare with that in a little bit. Chris Phelan's coming on in just a minute to talk about what he's witnessed over the last 5 days and how to be prepared for the next 5 days. So I don't know if we'll be in studio tomorrow, Michelle. So,
right, I was
going
to say, I don't expect you to be there. If you are, I will be available. I originally wasn't going to be, but my meeting already has been canceled, my early meeting.
All right. Have a great one.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Thank you. All right, we'll talk to you. Perhaps tomorrow, probably Thursday.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks.
Michelle Heide from Pat Knight, Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony, very supportive of Hunter Chamber Radio and Hunter Chamber of Commerce. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamber.com. We're going to be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a minute.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamber.com. We got the Prez in today, and he's going to give us some advice and information and observations about his participation over the last 5 days with the Office of Emergency Management. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Very good, Big C. How are you doing this morning?
Very good, sir. You, how much sleep have you been getting the last couple of days, Chris?
I got a few naps in. It's all good. All good stuff. So
oh, my.
It has been a trying time for Hunterdon County.
Yeah.
And, you know, the good news is that there has been good progress, I think, made over the last, you know, 5 days relative. You know, we have many residents throughout the county that are still impacted without power this morning.
Right.
As you mentioned, I'm involved in my volunteer life with the Office of Emergency right. Management for Raritan Township. We still have close to 700 residents without power, about 20 roads that are still impacted in terms of poles and wires down. So, you know, when you look at it from our world, relatively speaking, Saturday morning there were over 70 roads, almost 4,000 residents in the township. And
just in Raritan Township.
Just in Raritan Township that were right. impacted. The entire county at one point on Saturday was pushing 51% of all customers did not have power. So
right.
it has been a definitely trying time.
And JCP&L, I don't think, covers the entire county.
You know,
At least that's the way it was inferred in one of the articles.
Yeah, so. I think they covered probably 90% plus. I don't know the exact, you know, area. In terms of Raritan Township, they do cover all of Raritan Township, you know, in terms that there has been, you know, with emergency services both on the county side and then down to the municipal level, constant, you know, communication back and forth between JCP&L's representatives. We've had, you know, on a daily basis, conference
Jennifer Breeden.
And Washington State has a new law to protect net neutrality at a time when the FCC is getting rid of it. In a bipartisan effort, the state's lawmakers passed a House bill that's been signed into law by Governor Jay Inslee. It bars Internet service providers in Washington State from blocking content, applications, or services, or slowing down traffic based on content, or whether they got paid to favor certain traffic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time for Hunter Chamber Radio. Weather is 8:06, and it is March 6, 2018. Well, we're going to be talking about weather a lot today. Right now in Flemington, it's 33 degrees. Clear skies, 20% chance of precipitation. No wind at this time. Today is Tuesday, March 6, 2018. Sunny to partly cloudy, a high of 49. Winds east southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight will be rain and snow showers this evening, turning all snow overnight, a low of 31. Winds east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 90%, and 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected tonight. Tomorrow, periods of snow, temps nearly steady in the low to mid 30s. Winds north-northeast at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of snow, 100%. Snow accumulating 8 to 12 inches. And snow ending in the evening tomorrow, followed by a clearing overnight, a low of 29. Winds west-northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 70%. So if you do some quick math, folks, that's 9 to 15 inches of snow in Flemington. It could be higher in other elevations in other areas of the county. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun early, then becoming cloudy later in the day, a high near 40. Mostly cloudy and 41 on Friday. Sunshine early, then becoming cloudy later in the day, 41 on Saturday. Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine and 43. Temperatures in our area, 33 in Raritan, 32 at the county complex, 31 in Frenchtown, 27 in Asbury, 27 in Reddington, 32 in Branchburg, and 29 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunter, and that's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, it's Tuesday. It's March 6th, 2018, and March has arrived not as a lion, but as a angry, something more ferocious than a lion, no doubt about it. We're paying the price for our mild winter, apparently. Nor'easters. Two in a row, one this weekend, one coming up tomorrow, and we're going to have a lot more snow and accumulation. Interesting thing, it's going to be, the temperatures are going to be in the mid to high 30s, and that means that the snow is going to be very wet. Very wet snow, very soft soil, 35 mile an hour winds means we could have more power outages. You need to do something now, today, to prepare for that. We're going to...
So, but, you know, it's funny because people were smaller. And I always say this when you, when you're trying to find furniture for a Victorian or a historic home, I won't go to the furniture stores because it just doesn't speak to you. So I'll go to consignment houses and I'll go to places that have resale beautiful furniture out in Pennsylvania or in southern New Jersey, Connecticut, these places that have wonderful pieces. And you'll notice that the dining chairs are absolutely tiny. So I found a set with a gorgeous table, gorgeous mahogany table, and the chairs look like just like two little dainty ladies that could sit on them. But, you know, you have a 6'4" guy, that he's going to collapse that chair. Did you?
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Security officials in France on high alert with word that small groups of extremists